questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Noor Muhammad Pur. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure.
Okay, Sheikh Noor Muhammad Pur, according to Islamic beliefs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Prophet Muhammad and A'immatul Athar Ma'asumin as purified and we say ma'asum or infallible. And so when a person is born as a pure one, an infallible one for sure, the promised heaven and paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be his place in the other world. But for the rest of human beings, there he has put so many exams, so many tests and trials in this world in order to understand that, are they good people in order to reach heaven or not? Isn't it in contradiction with the concept of justice or adala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exclude some people from the rest of the other world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like my dear listeners to go to the concept of infallibility of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam and to have a kind of a study about that. Because yes, it is very important in this material life that we are living, maybe we cannot imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had and have some kind of infallible, sinless individual who yes, are mediator between the blessing of Allah to his creatures.
Yes.
It is very important to study about that. And I believe that it is only for the Shia Islam that they believe they have some individuals who are pure and sinless. Maybe other denomination within Islam or outside Islam, they do not have this kind of similar belief about such individuals. It is very important to have enough study, in-depth study about this concept.
Yes.
You know that actually the concept of infallibility or sinless of Ahlul Bayt, we have to remember that this concept is beside the concept of your willpower.
Okay.
I mean, even infallible Ahlul Bayt, pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad, including Noble Prophet Muhammad himself, they have the power, the choice.
Yes.
Okay, they have the choice of committing this evil action or to withdraw from that.
Okay.
I want to say that they have the huge responsibility and mission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of some philosophies and reason, they gave them this privilege.
Yes.
But still, they have the choice, the yes, power of choosing.
Okay.
Whether to do that, to commit that evil action or to not to stop doing that.
That's right.
I want to say that they are in trial and test.
Yes.
And their test and trial is more difficult than the ordinary common people. Mm-hmm. So we have to remember this point that they are not forced to, for example, to obey Allah subhanahu like angels.
Yes.
For example, about angels, we have that they force to some, according to one understanding, they have some kind of, they do not have any choice. They have to worship, prostrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always engage in worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But talking about the infallible Ahlul Bayt, still they are human beings, and they have all traits and characteristics of the ordinary human being, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them this infallibility.
That's right.
And you know that the...
So you mean from day one this infallibility was given to them, or no? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say, first has had tests and trials for them and then selected them as infallible.
You know, from the beginning, from the birth, they enjoyed this privilege of infallibility.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. But the concept of test and trial, actually, it has been done according to some narrations before their creation.
Mm-hmm.
But let me not to go to, because it is some kind of complicated issue.
Yes.
And because we do not have enough information about the before and prior to the creation of mankind. But it is still, very briefly, it has been mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them before their creation and find them to have, to some extent, deserve this infallibility. And after all, we can say that this infallibility is kind of gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave them this kind of privilege and gift to enjoy this infallibility. But please remember that the concept of sinless and to be pure and away from any kinds of error or mistake is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them divine knowledge.
That's right.
Very important. Gave them forbearance, ilm, hilm, and wisdom and insights and unique privileges. Please remember all of that.
Yes.
Because of these traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, it is actually provided them this condition, so they are infallible Ahlul Bayt and they do not commit any mistake because they have divine knowledge. They see the reality of behaviors and actions, and they have forbearance, wisdom, insights.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, they can be away from any kind of error or mistake or evil action.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And is it true that the higher you are in a spiritual status, the more difficult your tests and trials will be?
Exactly.
For example, they say that in the story of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we can say that those tragedies that happened to him could be regarded as a test and trial for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, isn't it?
Exactly. The higher spiritual sphere that you enjoy, the harder the trial that you have,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because for those people who enjoy the high rank of the spirituality and, you know, to some kind of pureness, their test and trial is much harder
than
the ordinary and common people. Mm-hmm. But still, I need to add this point that this kind of a struggle, I mean, to have some kind of purity,
yes.
not into the absolute. Absolute purity is only for the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam.
Yes.
And the, of course, other anbiya, other messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe to some, you know, differences in level. Anyway.
Yes.
But all, even ordinary people, they can enjoy this kind of purity.
Yes.
Because Allah, because in the, even common people, they have the power of wisdom.
Yes.
Which we call it aql.
Yes.
And they have other animalistic tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
If they try to dominate the animalistic lust and animalistic tendencies by the power of their wisdom, they can enjoy some ray of the and some level of the purity.
Okay. But still you believe that the if the people, some people during the history do not do any sin, they cannot be infallible.
They cannot be infallible like the family of the noble prophet Muhammad because it has some levels.
Okay.
Okay?
That's right.
It has some level of infallibility. The absolute infallibility, actually, only Anbiya and Awsiya, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apostles of Allah, and the household of Noble Prophet Muhammad, including and actually Lady Fatima and Noble Prophet Muhammad, all of them, they enjoy this absolute purity. But other individuals, they have some stages, some levels,
yes,
of purity.
That's all right. And do we have any ayah in the Holy Quran referring to this concept or not?
Of course, we have some verses of Noble Quran dealing with this issue. For example, we have قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Satan swore by the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will misguide all human beings,
mm-hmm,
إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, مخلصين.
Yes.
Except those people who are purified by you.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these مخلصين who are purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is chapter Sad, verse number 82 or 83. Till 83.
Yes.
These are referring to the Anbiya, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And of course, the Awsiya, the household of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
Okay.
These are purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Satan has no way,
mm-hmm,
to deviate them from the right path. You know that not only this verse, rather we have many verses of Noble Quran talking about the concept of Isma, of Ahlul Bayt. Many books has been, you know, compiled about the infallibility of Ahlul Bayt, and they are pure individuals. You can refer, my dear listener, they can refer to these books, have been compiled for this sake. And many narrations of, you know, Noble Prophet Muhammad dealt with this issue. But as I mentioned that, you know, that this point does not contradict the issue of the even ordinary people. I would like to emphasize on,
yes,
this point that some even common people, they can have, if they fight the satanic desire, they can enjoy this kind of purity. Of course, not absolute purity,
yes,
but very minute,
yes,
minimized purity they can have, and they can enjoy that.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh. And we know that these tests and trials must not, we can say, be considered as the injustice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people, you know, sometimes because of the sad events that took place in their lives, for example, missing their dear ones, or I don't know, some disasters, natural disasters that happens, or some, for example, incidents and accidents,
yes,
that took place in their life, they hope, they lose their hope maybe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and consider it as we can't say the injustice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this must not be the case, as the things that took place in the life of the infallibles, for example, we know that all the infallible imams were martyred for their cause, and they have been, we can say, sacrificed even their lives for that.
You know, about the justice of Allah subhanahu,
yes,
wa ta'ala, many of the, you know, we sometimes we meet the consequences of our actions.
Yes.
For example, we have mismanagement, misplanning,
yes,
in many cases.
Yes.
And we want to attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to distinguish between, you know, differentiate between these two cases.
Yes.
Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done is according to His justice, to His absolute justice. But unfortunately, we, you know, as a human being, sometimes we deviate from the right path of Allah and
That's
from
right.
the path of wisdom.
Okay.
You know, intellectuality, and we have some kind of misplanning, or for example, some governments.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they have some injustice toward their nations, and because of that, some people, they cannot differentiate between these two cases, and they attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute just.
That's right.
And whatever He has is according to the wisdom and justice.
Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding this concept. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin. حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن